Bitches, Brandon Lynette here. Oh shit, I think I fucked up a button on my microphone. I think this is the one. Hopefully I sound good. And if I don't, I know you guys are gonna show up for me anyway because you're fucking amazing. You're amazing. It's Friday. Brandon Lynette here. It's fucking midnight. I am here jumping on late because I actually had a weird ass late night bar crowd. I don't even know why I said weird ass. Like, I'm going to tell you guys the truth about the crowd I had tonight. It was a bunch of regulars that I haven't seen in a hot minute, and they aren't friends. They don't know each other.
Listen,
They're
bitch,
just kind
this.
of, sporadic. But a lot of them showed up tonight, and I was super fucking grateful because, bitch, I work 3 nights a week. This is like my sanity outside of the house. Okay, this is how Brandon Lynette functions with 6 kids and businesses and books and podcasts. Okay, I have a break. And it's been so slow at this business where I've been losing my fucking mind. That's the truth. Where I'm there and I'm like, this is a mistake. Just like go home and, just listen to the kids deal with their fighting and screaming and all the things. And it's fine. It's fine. Okay. No, so anyway, tonight was, I had a great night. I had a lot of fun. It was nice to see a lot of them. I haven't seen them for a while. And just they were all super respectful. It was, 10 o'clock. Oh my God, 10 o'clock at the bar. Bitch, I'm telling you, I had no one until about 8:30. So by 10 o'clock, I was done. I clock in at like 3:30. But anyways, a great fucking night. It was a great night. I'm super happy. I'm super excited. I feel very, I'm just, it was a great night. I needed that. Okay. But let's jump into the adventures of Brandon Lynette because I know you guys are here for this, okay? So not only did I have a great night bartending, but I had a really fucked up, I had a really fucked up experience. And I get that, I'm gonna be honest. I don't think it's fucked up. I think there's a reason that it happened. So let's jump into it. This is Brandon Lynette, your host of Listen Bitch podcast, okay? Apple, Spotify, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave a review, bitch. If you do not leave a review, I don't care how many people listen to this podcast, it never makes it in the ranks of Apple and Spotify. That's it. So even if you're a hater and you're listening to this, like log into a fucking fake ass account and just be like, bitch, she's great. 'Cause here I am listening every day. And the truth is, I can see you. I have analytics. Okay. So I can see like Brandon's most wanted. Like the people that I know that have just been the most fucked up behind my back. I see you, bitch. I see you listening. And the truth is, like, I'm not mad at you. I fucking love this. I love this because I feel like your haters are fans. Okay. They're just like not ready to put it out in the public that you kind of change their way of thinking. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. I've hated a lot of people that I end up loving because I just didn't understand the perspective, right? Like, it's, we gain this level of maturity as we age. And I know my demographic. And I know some of you bitches are young as fuck. And I get it. I get it because, like, I have this weird vibe of like, I could talk to teenagers and I can talk to adult and middle-aged women, right? Like, I can talk to anyone generally, but who's really here to learn the lesson? And I have no hate for you struggling with who I was. Trust me, the people I love the most are the people I thought I could trust the least in my life for a very long time. So I get it. But all I'm saying is share the podcast, okay? Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. I won't blast you on social media or public accounts where I know you have literally stabbed me in the back. I'm not mad at you. I promise, okay? I'm not monetizing this. There's no commercials, there's no anything. So I'm just saying subscribe, sign up, do all the things because that's how you get to hear about my drama. This is where you get to argue about the rumors about me with other people. Because you could be like, bitch, no, I listened to her podcast on Thursday, and I guarantee that's not what happened. I know the truth. I know the truth. And bitch, I don't lie to you here. I don't lie to you. We don't play games. We don't keep secrets. We put it all out front and center for the world to see. Okay. So here we are. I'll tell you guys about the newest drama. All right. So I take my son to school, Malachi. And obviously, if you tuned in yesterday, you know we had a little bit of drama. I take him to school and I'm super fucking emotional because, like, he's gonna spend tonight with his dad. I'm not gonna see him till Friday. And I know it's just like one extra night, okay? But as a mama bear who feels like she's the greatest in her capacity of love and exception and kindness and just like, I'm the fucking best, right? I had a fat wake up call that, no, you're fucking up. Okay. And I get it. I own responsibility for this. If you could tune into yesterday's podcast to get all that drama. But I drop him off at school knowing I'm not going to see him tonight. And I expected that. Okay. And so I'm driving home and I'm crying and I'm upset. And my 12-year-old son is still in the car. He's not feeling good. I'm like, you don't have to go because I'm just not going to put him through that. Like, dude, if you're not feeling good, why are you going to sit at a desk for 8 hours and just feel more miserable? So I brought him home and like, I get it. I was emotional. Like I, you know, pretending like I'm enjoying the movie. I have a DVD player. The kids are watching Rango, which is like the greatest movie of all time. I'll fight you about that. And if you haven't seen it, bitch, go watch it. Like, just don't even, just Rango. Okay. Johnny Depp voices a lizard. It's the fucking greatest movie ever. I've been watching it on repeat for about a year in my car because they never changed the movie. So anyway, I'm emotional. We're driving home. I pull into the driveway. I back up, you know, just a little bit of space. And I jump out of the car and I grab the 4-year-old because she's always half naked because like we pull her out of bed to take the boys to school and she has a blanket. So I just get out the car, I slam the door and I wrap her in the blanket and I run inside and that's it. We're inside. Okay. So we go about our day. We, you know, do the chores, do the homeschool. Mommy passes out on the couch because she didn't sleep good last night because like I don't go to bed at normal hours and my husband wakes me up at 2:30 every single morning and whatever. It's a thing. I guess he forgets that I have a life outside of that. And if he's not sleeping, apparently no one in the house is sleeping. So anyway, I fall asleep, all the things. I wake up. I'm like, all right, I have to finish getting ready for work. My son wants to come with me to work. I'm totally fine with that. Okay. And so we go to get in my car and the door is locked. And I'm like, what the fuck? My keys are locked in the motherfucking car. Bitch, do you know who keeps a spare set of keys for me? Because I do this often. Okay. I do this often. I just do. And I mean, I literally had to take a stranger's Jeep from my hair salon one day to drive out 40 minutes, maybe not miles, but it was a 40-minute drive there and a 40-minute drive back to get a spare key for my car because I locked my keys in the car at the salon. Okay. I just do this. And so my husband keeps a spare because we know like this is just one of Brandon's toxic fucking traits. Okay. We adapt to that. So I come inside. I'm like, babe, where's my spare key? Because he's always had it. Like our whole marriage, he has the key, bitch. This motherfucker lost my key. He lost my key and he's very unemotional about it. And he's like, you probably should just stop locking your keys in the car. And when I tell you I want to cut him, I'm like, motherfucker, we know this is what I do. Okay. And when I say like, when you're in a relationship, you just accept some things about this person. Okay. Things we do, things we don't do. Number one, I'm not a housekeeper and I don't like putting away laundry and I will not motherfucking clean an oven. Okay. And I lock my keys in the car. So that's it. That's like one of those things. And I never made it a secret. This is all here. Like here. I don't clean the oven. I lock my keys in the car. It's an acceptance, right? There's shit about him that I just have to accept. And I get it. Like I get like this is my life. It's what I signed up for. It's kind of like the trade-off for the relationship. Nope. This fool's just like, oh, I lost the key. And I'm not fucking paying money to get someone to make a key. And I don't even know what he was saying today. So I figure it out. I call Toyota. And the worst part, bitch. Okay, let me just tell you. His truck is like 20 feet tall. I hate this motherfucker. It's lifted. It's on tires. The cruise control didn't work. It did today. That was like a God-sent miracle where I was like, thank you, Jesus. I know God is watching over me because I cannot drive without cruise control on a 30-minute drive. I just can't. My foot like feels like it's dying. And I'm like, okay, this is too much. Like I need cruise control. 100%. That's how I drive. That's why I don't have speeding tickets anymore, motherfucker. So anyway, listen, bitch, I'm just like, I fucking hate driving his truck with everything in me. And I'm like, fuck, I'm fucked. So I drive his truck to work and it's not a big deal. I'm just like, oh, I'll just call some locksmiths and call the company and all the things. And so I call Toyota and this fool, like, first of all, he quotes me $400 for a key. Okay. We've had to get a key from there before. Go figure. And it's never been that much. So I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I could break a window for cheaper than that and just fucking get my key and like, fuck you. You know, so I'm going off on this guy and he's just a kid. I'm telling you, he's probably just a kid. But I was like, fuck you guys. I'm not happy. I'm not like driving my husband's truck is not a good time. Okay. It's super sexy. Like it looks hot. He looks hot driving it, but it's not my thing. Like I can't see, I can't park, I can't do anything. And oh yeah, I drive it to work. I find out I do some research and I can get a key from Toyota and it's gonna cost me $30 and it's not gonna be programmed. So I don't know if you know shit about that. I didn't until I hit up Google today, but some keys have like a little microchip in them where you have to program it to be able to drive your car. So this fool is fucking trying to charge me $150 to program it. And he said it's about an hour labor. That's what you have to pay. So I've learned something from being married to Benjamin Lemon slash Lynette. Okay. I've learned a few things. And if you have a question about anything in life, you go to YouTube. So I went to YouTube and I'm like, program a key. And I put the year and the make and the model of my car. Hey, Ollie. And lo and behold, guess what I find? It takes 2 minutes to program the key, and I don't need a fucking dealer. Okay. What? Say what? So yeah. Our plan is, and it sounds simple, bitch. I'm gonna tell you, it sounds simple. We just have to run to the Toyota dealership, okay? Get the key, like show our insurance, registration, ID, all the things. His name's on my car, so it's just he has to show his shit, okay? No big deal. We get the key, we come home, and everything's fine. Well, this is the issue, and I'm kind of freaking out tonight because I'm like, holy fuck, okay? This is the issue. My husband goes to work. He gets up at 2:30 in the morning, okay? So it's like 12:30 here tonight. This motherfucker gets up in 2 hours to go to work, which I'm barely gonna fall asleep, and I'm sure he's gonna wake me back up like an hour after I close my eyes, and then I don't go back to sleep until, I don't know, 6 or 7. He works until fucking 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He gets home at damn 2:30. I have to be at work by 3:30. So we have a 30-minute window to do a 2-hour job. So I'm like, fuck, I have to drive his truck tomorrow. And then, bitch, okay, that's not just the only problem. Like, I didn't die today, and the cruise control worked, so I was super fucking happy. I parked okay because the parking lot's empty when I get to work because we're not open, right? All that worked in my favor. My problem is the radar is showing that it's gonna fucking snow. Okay, let me just tell you something. I have to have 4-wheel drive. I have to have an SUV. I have to have a solid fucking substantial beast to be confident driving in the snow. Okay, yes, it's Michigan. I get it. But his 4-wheel drive isn't working on the truck. And so I'm thinking, number one, it's 20 feet tall. It's raised. It has monster tires. I can't fucking see on a normal day driving his truck. I just feel like I'm all over the road. I'm running over people. If I can't see the light, like I'm fucking terrified. So now I'm just like stressed the fuck out. I don't know what's gonna happen. Stay tuned for the drama though, because that's not it. Not only do I have to probably drive in the snow tomorrow, Saturday, I don't even think we're going to be able to get a key because the minute he gets off work, we're going to go watch our daughter race in Fort Wayne. So I'm just like, my car is stuck in the middle of our driveway and we can't park in the street. My kids got tickets over Thanksgiving for parking in the street, which we've been doing for 3 fucking years. Okay. Thank you, Berrien Township. And fucking. It's just now his truck. I parked it tonight and his ass end is like over the sidewalk and over the curve of like where we can actually park. So it's just a mess. I wasn't really having the greatest time with this moment. And I feel like there's a reason. There's a reason. And then the funny thing is, my son, I keep saying, you had to have locked the door, dude. I did not lock the door. There's no way I locked the door. Like, absolutely not. And it wasn't until we're pulling in the driveway tonight where he's like, oh my God, I think I accidentally locked it because his sister was like fucking around and running around the car. And I'm like, Zayden, get inside. Because, my kids are half naked. I literally pull them out of bed, literally, and wrap a blanket around them. And we take the boys to school. Nobody gets dressed. Nobody goes pee. Nobody brushes their teeth. Like, we literally are like waking up in that moment to take them. So, yeah, she was going ham. He's like, I think I accidentally did it. So I get to blame him, but I know that was a it was a lot, wasn't it? Welcome to Brandon Lynette's show. Like that's the Brandon show. We're gonna get back into our normal session of it's fucking Friday. And I know we've been talking about self-confidence, self-esteem, and all these things that matter. And I'm proud of these conversations, okay? But I know some of you are like, Okay, listen, I have zero self-confidence. Like, where do I start? Okay. So today's episode, bitch, thank you for your patience and letting me rant and all the things, is building self-confidence when you have none. Okay. I get it. Everything seems easier when you're kind of like just fucking self-confident. And I guarantee you've experienced this in your life one way or another. This self-confidence provides a solid foundation for living a life of happiness, joy, peace, accomplishing great things. Like, it's the fucking foundation. Okay. Unfortunately, it seems like the world is doing everything in its power to destroy whatever self-confidence you might enjoy. Right? Left and right, you look at it, there's going to be something that just diminishes your light. Your opinion of yourself is what shapes your beliefs, your behaviors, and your outcomes. So if you want to enjoy more self-confidence and the benefit it provides, the truth is, bitch, you have to start small. Like, if it's lacking and you have nothing and you're like, bitch, I'm starting from ground zero, I get you. Like, we can start from ground zero. So the thing that you have to do in this moment of ground zero is start small. Can you guys hear the background of my phone? I don't know why the fuck it's going off right now. That is so funny. If your self-confidence is lacking, start small. And there's many simple things that you can do to make a difference. And I'm going to give you a few, okay? Maintain high grooming standards. Bitch, take care of yourself. This means like the washing your hair, the face, the shaving, all the things, whatever it takes. Lotion the body. Get a new haircut that makes you feel the best, okay? And now, why is my phone recording me right now? Dress well. That's it. One of my things, especially if you're working from home, it's so easy for us to just put on like the leggings and the hoodie. Bitch, I've gone like 3 days without changing my clothes. And I don't give a fuck. You could judge me. You could be like, oh my God, I don't care. That's just what happens when you work from home. You just don't give a fuck. Okay. But I can tell you when I'm in a rut and those moments of when I don't change or when I'm really firing off like just all my creativity, all my work, I'm just in this fucking momentum of I can't stop. I can't stop. I can't stop. Okay. And that happens periodically. So I lean into motivation because that's a fleeting ass motherfucker. Like, you cannot depend on motivation to get you anywhere. It's fleeting. It's not a real thing. It's fake. So some days when you're feeling like go for it, fucking go for it. And you may not dress the best, but then you're going to wake up on day five and not have motivation. You're going to be like, oh my God, I just feel like shit. And you're just going to lean into this rut. I'm telling you, get dressed in your best stuff. Get dressed and dress well. Like, stop saving your Sunday best for fucking Sunday because you haven't been to church in 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop saving the shit. A funny thing that I mean, I think it's hilarious. Okay. We eat on plates every single night of the week, all the time, just regular dishes, right? And I pull out like Christmas plates, summer plates. We have dishes for every fucking occasion. When it comes to like Thanksgiving, I bought paper plates. Okay. And my kids are like, we're the opposite. We eat off the nice stuff every other day except for the holidays. Most people pull their fucking china out for fucking holidays. Like, fuck your holidays. Eat on the china every day. And that's what I'm telling you. You're the china every day. I get it. Some days we want the paper plates, we want the shortcut. Hands down, no judgment. I mean, Thanksgiving, I know I'm eating like shit. I know I'm not going to feel motivated to wash the dishes. So that's kind of like, how can I best support my laziness? Well, paper plates, motherfucker, right? So on those days where you really want to build your self-confidence and you are just not feeling your greatest, you're not feeling that motivation, dress up. Another thing that feels really good, go get your car washed. I know I get exhausted. I'm a mom. It's a fucking mom car, six kids. I've got shit alive under my seat. Literally, if you stick your hand under my seat, you have to sign a waiver because you're probably going to get bit by a 10-year-old chicken nugget. You know what I'm saying? But I can tell you when I do take the time to clean out my car and do the things, it feels amazing to me. It just feels good. And it lasts for like a whole 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying? My husband today said, Brandon, you just have to stop locking your keys in the car. Like, you just have to either leave them in the ignition or take them out, make it a thing. And here's this single guy who gets in and out of his truck by himself every day. He doesn't haul kids everywhere. He doesn't do the thing. Like, he just has no, he's in his own fucking world, bitch. That's it. I'm like, when you have every tab open in my brain that I have, then you can tell me, like, I have to get my keys out of the car. It's a thing, okay? It's a thing, and I own it. That's it. I lock my keys in the car. And I have 100 fucking kids and a mess every time. And like, we live in the car. So it's a thing. That's it. But it really does feel good to me. And it builds my confidence when I get my car washed and detailed. If I feel like my car is like something's wrong with it, I'm like, ooh, that doesn't sound right. I swear to God, if I go clean it, it just starts sounding good again. Like, your car needs that energy and attention. Another thing, and I know this is a cheesy ass thing, but it's the truth. If you want to feel more self-confidence and you want to benefit from it, I want you to smile more. Like, just practice, like, just smiling. I swear to God, if you just like take 10 minutes, let's do 10 minutes. I was going to say five, bitch, but you can handle 10 minutes. I'm saying maybe you're having a rough day. You're not feeling the best. I want you to just put on some clothes to be able to go outside. And I want you to walk around outside for 10 minutes. I want you to swing your arms wide. I want you to smile, and I want you to stick your feet out wide and just keep walking and swinging and moving and smiling. It changes your energy. I don't know what it is, but when my kids are driving me crazy, I'm like, all right, let's go outside, and we go for a walk, and I try to get them to walk funny. And within like 5 or 10 minutes, everybody's laughing and we're having a great time. Okay. Another thing you can do is like spruce up your home. I know it does something to me. If you are someone that experiences that just like seasonal depression, and you're not feeling confident and happy and, you know, just like, oh my God, I was kind of feeling that towards November. And the truth is, I had October Halloween decorations up since August. Okay. I was tired of it. And the minute I put up the Christmas decorations on November 1st, I felt everything in me change. Like, I felt more confident. I felt more cozy. Everything felt more like home. It changes things. So fucking increase the curb appeal of your home, whatever that takes. Another thing that if you want to be confident, bitch, okay. And this is a hard one. We're going to work on this forever. So if you've heard me talk about this before, make sure you subscribe, because I'm going to talk about it again. You have to take control of your internal dialogue. Notice the negative things you say to yourself and then edit them into something more positive. It requires time and energy, but the payoff is fucking huge. Okay. Listen, bitch, I'm going to say this again in case you're not fucking listening. So if you need to pause this and tell everyone to shut the fuck up, or you need to pull over so you can write it down, do it. Okay. Notice the negative things you say to yourself and quickly edit them into a more positive version. This requires time and energy, but the payoff is huge. Stop being a fucking microwave mentality. You don't need everything right now. The benefit comes, play the long game, okay? Another thing you could do is fucking volunteer. You're going to be proud of yourself if you get out of the house and do something for someone else. That's the truth. You might even make a new friend or two, God forbid, which can also build your self-confidence. As an added bonus, volunteering is free of charge. Like, you're playing some karmic debt right there. That's what's happening. You're like, hey, universe, I'm just going to do this for you. You don't owe me anything in return. And the universe loves that shit. You know what else builds confidence? Being prepared. Whether you have a presentation at work, a meeting with your attorney, a date, a party on the social horizon, be prepared. Wear clothes that fit the occasion. Who's going to be there? What do you need to know? How can you best prepare? And this isn't a matter of feeling anxious, like you can control it. You just want to be open to the options and be able to sit through any option. You're going to feel much more confident when you're highly prepared. I feel this even just going into work 3 nights a week. I promise you, if there's a night where I show up and I don't have something in my bag that I think about, I freak out and I'm not confident. That's the truth. If I'm missing the perfect hair clip, or, you know, I didn't bring the lip gloss I wanted, or I'm missing just fucking anything, my favorite pen, okay? It fucks up my whole night. And if I'm not feeling good about what I'm wearing, it's even worse. Like, I'm not the same person behind the bar when I'm not 100% confident, okay? You've got to set small goals and achieve them. Nothing builds your confidence like success. So you've got to make it easy at first. If you are not new to this, I'm not saying go get a huge, grandiose, scaled fucking goal and tackle it. I'm saying go small. Make it meaningful, something that matters to you, so you're not lying to yourself, okay? But make this a goal that you can ensure you achieve. Enjoy the fucking success. Celebrate. And then you're going to have the confidence to get a bigger goal next time. It's part of the long game. A steady stream of victories, this is how you boost your self-confidence. You feel like there's nothing you can't do. And I'm going to tell you, bitch, there's nothing you can't do. You can do fucking anything. If I was like, bitch, can you decorate a cake? You're going to be like, no, I can't. But the truth is, you can. You may not be good at it, But you can fucking do it. And you start telling people I could do anything. Can you play tennis? Bitch, I fucking can. Do I know how? No, but I can learn. Can I get good? Yeah, if I practice. There is nothing you can't do. Can I say that again? There is nothing you can't do. Anything. You can play a fucking song on the piano. You can do it. Doesn't mean you're good at it. Doesn't mean you know how yet, but you can do it. So I don't want you to say because I don't know how to do something. It doesn't mean you can't fucking do it. And the more you tell yourself you can do anything, you can do anything. Bitch, I can do anything. Have you seen one of the cakes I've decorated? I'm kind of good. I could do anything. Give me something. I could paint a picture. I can play tennis. I've never played tennis in my life, but bitch, I could do it. I can do fucking anything. You've got to surround yourself with people that support your happiness. Is your sister still fucking picking on you after 30 years? Put up the barrier and tell her to fuck off until she be kind. It's super easy. I've done it my whole life, bitch, and I'm still here and I'm thriving. You know why I thrive? Because I don't let people who do not honor my life and my choices with positive energy affect me. They just don't get any space there. You have to set the boundaries and then you spend time with people who encourage you. You only need a few good friends to make life worthwhile. That's it. Trim your fucking social circle and keep the people that were into like they're treating you the best. You feel the best with them. That's it. You have to make a list of your strengths, your talents, your accomplishments. Don't focus on the things that you don't do well. Spend time being positive. Grab a pen and a piece of paper. Ask yourself these questions. Did you think you were going to have a podcast today where there wasn't some kind of homework assignment? Absolutely not. And speaking of homework assignment, make sure you are in my Listen Bitch Facebook group. I'm fucking excited, bitch. I've been on TikTok. I've been doing the things and my audience is growing. And I see some of you bitches there in my Facebook group and I love you. So welcome to the family. And that's true. This is what it is. I answer all my own emails, messages, all the things. And it means a lot that you're here because, bitch, this is the beginning. That's the beginning. We're just getting started and I want you to be a part of my journey. So I just want to say fucking thank you. So here's your assignment. Okay, let's get to your homework. What are your greatest achievements? What do you do well? What are your strengths? Bitch, this is where you make a really long list and you keep writing until you run out of ideas. You're going to be amazed by how amazing you are. Okay? You just are. I go through this list with myself all the time. I'm like, holy shit, you're doing all these things. You're doing all these things, and life is still fucking you up, bitch. You're in the arena. I'm in the arena. Not only am I living life and I'm doing these things and I'm getting really good at them, I'm wearing boxing gloves the whole fucking time. Okay. Like I'm like dodging hits and taking hits and all the things and still fighting back. So that's an important thing to acknowledge. You're fucking amazing. All your bad days, all the hardest things in your life, you've lived through them. You are here now. That means something. I want you guys to, this is like my last piece of advice. Okay. Because this is what fucks up our confidence. And I guarantee if you really get to the root of like why you're not living your life confidently, why you're not doing the things you could be doing if you were fully confident in your life, this is one of the biggest things. And social media is not helping us. So this is the part where you have to take responsibility for your life, for your decisions, for your choices, for every fucking thing. You have to avoid comparing yourself to other people. Avoid comparing yourself to other people. I get it. Your cousin makes more money. Your neighbor's more attractive. Your boss drives a better car. It's always going to be easier to find someone doing something in a better way, even if it's small. Okay. Instead of comparing yourself to other people, compare yourself to yourself. What? Mind blown. Did you just hear that light bulb go off in your head? Let me retract and say that again. Instead of comparing yourself to others, compare yourself to yourself. Have you gained or lost weight since last month? Celebrate. How has your bank account changed since last year? Celebrate. How is your relationship with yourself? How is your self-love? How is your self-care? Are you really taking care of yourself and creating habits that are doing monumental things for your body and your mind? Focus on your personal progress and forget about making comparisons to other people. And I don't care if your answers to this are tough, right? So maybe I'm like, have you gained or lost weight? And you're like, oh my God, I gained weight. But you're in control of that. Imagine 6 months from now, if you could be like, I lost weight. You could come back to this, replay this episode and understand, stop comparing yourself. You're only in competition with yourself. That's it. But I'm going to tell you right now, a high level of self-confidence makes every part of life easier. You've got to create the foundation to achieve the big goals by taking actions to boost your confidence and your fucking self-esteem. This confidence gives you power to change your life, and it even gives you power to change your self-esteem. Every time you celebrate some accomplishment, you're going to be proud. And if that means that, you know, you survive the day and you're not just in your bed feeling sorry for yourself, that's a fucking win. And maybe you woke up and you were not sure if you wanted to see the day through and you're just in bed, but you're still fucking alive. Celebrate that. I don't care how low you have to go to celebrate what you did today. No one is judging you. No one's competing against you. You have to celebrate every fucking victory that you have. Bitch, I've celebrated days that I end up waking up the next day. Like, oh my God, I'm still alive. That's okay. I didn't want to live yesterday. I thought this was the best thing. I never thought I could outlive or outrun this pain. And here I fucking am. So however low you have to go, that's okay, babe. I see you. I love you. And we need you. You're only in competition with yourself. That's it. Nobody else fucking matters. So put your eyes in focus. Tunnel vision, bitch. Tunnel vision the fuck out of your life right now. And I want you to build your self-confidence, your self-esteem. Make sure you jump into my Facebook group because it's Friday. It is Friday. It's Friday. Holy fuck. We made it through a week. It has been an emotional week for me. I definitely feel lighter, but I would be lying if I said I wasn't, like there wasn't something nagging in my heart about my son. So that's definitely going to be a focus this weekend on top of, you know, getting into my car. But I love you guys. I know life is tough out there and I never want you to feel like, oh my God, she's so fucking hard on us and she has all these expectations. I don't. I'm showing you just little steps and one day you're going to hear a podcast episode and it's going to resonate and you're going to be like, fuck yes, it's my time. I want that to be today. I want you guys to get this, that I'm not sharing tips and tricks that I haven't fucking used to get through different seasons of my life. And every season I go through, you're coming with me. So you realize, like, it's not like, oh my God, Brandon grew and she wrote these books and she's a coach and like she has it all figured out. No, motherfucker. I'm still getting fucking, you know, bitch slapped out of the blue and knocked out cold from something I never saw coming. That's it. It's happening. I'm in the arena. Every day you wake up and you're alive, you're going to get fucked up. That's it. And it's your perspective. I could feel bad and stressed out and fucking miserable about what I did. Like my keys are locked in my car. My car's in a terrible position. My favorite sweater for work was in there today. I could look at all the negative things or I could be super excited about everything worked out. Everything does work out. Everything always works out for me. It's just all about those affirmations. So if you want those affirmations, I'm telling you right now, even my TikTok bitches, I fucking love you. Jump into my Facebook group called Listen Bitch. I am struggling with Facebook jail and I can't go live and do the things. That's why I've been building on TikTok in the first place. But I see a lot of you coming out of the woodwork. So just have patience with me. I'm trying to gain the good graces of the Facebook fucking Nazi police. And getting that back. I actually just got a profile picture this week. So that was kind of a big deal. But I still have about 40 days left in where I can't go live and do all the things. So my posting changes from day to day. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. It just keeps, you know, it keeps fucking with me. But that is me 100%. And I'm there for you bitches. I love you. I'm super excited. I hope you have an incredible weekend. I can't wait to fill you in. Mushroom Monday, if you're new here, we're going to talk about microdosing. I do have a whole step-by-step tips and instructions for you on Monday because I've had like seven. I didn't even have to exaggerate today. Okay. Sometimes I say a ton and it's like two, but no, seven different messages just the past 2 days about microdosing. Okay. Just the basic how-to tips, tricks, where to get it, how to dose yourself, what to expect, all the things. So we're going to go through that as a quick review. On Monday, I'll talk about my experience, and Monday is usually a microdose for me. So I'll take you through that process too. But I love you, bitches. Have a great fucking weekend. Stay safe. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You've got this.